and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain, they burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lime, to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre rape, they burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat, right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little network on the internet. And it is the 24th of August, 2017. And it's almost getting hilarious now, the speed at which they're just trying to destroy the West in general, but North America in particular, where I live. And it really truly is getting nuts. And, you know, it's got a lot of people freaked out. I'm not really that freaked out about it because I was telling people this was coming way back in the 70s. So it's not that big a surprise to me. There are certain things they're up to now that I would have never thought of, like heterosexualism has been a problem for centuries, and they need to eradicate that now. So they've moved on to queering early childhood education, which is always a bad deal. And mostly who I worry about right now is the kids. You know, I really worry about the kids, and I scratch my head as to why parents allow their children to continue to be both physically, i.e. through vaccines and that, and mentally abused through all this nonsense that they're shoving down the kids' throat with none of it's true. We got untrue history, bad, and you know, we've got cross-dressers or whatever you call them, reading to little school-age children, preschool children in the libraries, the drag queens and that, making it fun for the little children. You know, turning kids into sexual objects at the earliest possible age for this sickness that has rolled over top of our nations. But we're going to win, so it's okay. Anyways, I'm going to bring in a guest here tonight. He's a notorious white supremacist, Nazi, racist, carbinoid-induced gentleman from the west coast of Canada, who I just found out a little bit ago actually has a show right here on UCY.TV, which I think is great news. So I'm going to bring him in, Barry Prince. I'm sure most of you no Barry. He's been busting his tail for a long period of time as well. And there he is, most handsome of the handsome of the West Coasters, Mr. Barry Prince.
Who? That's me.
That is you. How are you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you doing?
Always good. I got this rule, as long as my feet hit the ground in the morning, I'm good.
Yeah, me too. As long as I open my eyes in the morning and there's sunlight, I figure that's a very good day.
That is a good day on the West Coast, yeah.
Well, hey, you never know when the lights aren't going to come on, man.
Well, I think we'll be on for quite a while yet.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Well, what irritates me, you know, is like I'm going to be 60. How old am I going to be in September? 64? Even she doesn't know.
Look at your driver's license, Ron. That'll tell you.
I don't have one right now. They took it away.
Well, you got a birth certificate somewhere.
I don't have a birth certificate. Never had one.
Okay. Oh, boy. Then we got a problem.
I was hatched.
Well, we'll figure it out.
I was hatched.
Well, I just turned 63, Ron, and if you're just turning 64, I'm not far behind you. We've seen a lot of changes in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, most of them aren't good.
But you know, what the problem is most of the people our age really don't have a lot of interest in it. You know,
that's, why is that, Ron?
Well, that's the way their life was, you know, go to work at the same job you don't like for 30, 40 years, and then seeing people, their whole purpose in life is to get to the pension. And when they get there, they weren't really interested in much anyways, and then when they get there, they're just done. And that's why people are falling over at such early ages, because there's nothing there. You know, if you're not busy mentally and physically, you're going to die. It's that simple, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Most of the people are already, that's, you know, the old walking dead syndrome, right?
Well, you know, you get to work all your life. You get to pay taxes, pay a mortgage, raise your kids, send them to college. Then you get to retire, and then what do you have to look forward to?
Right, so
a broken up body that is having all kinds of major physical problems, and I see that so much now in people that are even in their 50s now. I see people that are having just multitudes of physical problems.
Well, so eat and drink is poison, so that doesn't help them. But you know, the thing is that, you know, my perfect example of the difference in its attitude, really. A friend of mine who I never met, who I talked into running in the 2010 election, and didn't want to run, refused to run, said he ran 20 years before and he ain't running again, says I'm 65 years old or whatever he was at the time, and he said I'm just gonna, you know, enjoy life and sit on my deck and ride my bike a bit and wait for my dirt nap. That was his future. And you know, once I told him that he had a duty to his grandchild to stand up, and so finally talked him into running. They didn't let him in, like they didn't let me in, but 3 years later they ran a couple of guys out, so opened up a opening. So 3 years after the election, he finally gets in. And then he ran again in 2014 and won. And so he's, I don't know what he is now, 71, somewhere in there. He's in his 70s anyways. And you talk to this guy now, and you could be talking to a 25-year-old. You know, the difference in his attitude is absolute. He went from an old guy just wants to sit on the deck and wait for his dirt nap to a young guy with a mission. And that's, I think, the problem with most people is they don't have anything that drives them any longer, right?
I ask myself that question every day, Ron. What's it going to take for people to get motivated to address something that's so obviously blatant in our faces? I look at you know, how badly society is controlled through the mind. I look at what, you know, major sports entertainment does to people. I look at all the distractions that are put into society to get people to start looking really at what we really need to focus on. I mean, we talked for a few minutes before the show started about mind control, and it's something I've just really started to look into it a little bit and start studying some reports, but I can't wrap my mind around it all. But To say that they haven't got technological advancements in mind control that we have no idea about, and we talked briefly about nano-sized technology and the fact that it is advancing, their actual technology in nanoparticles is advancing, and they can actually put, I read a report now, whether this is true or not, but they can actually put radio receivers inside of nano-sized particles now. You can be ingesting them into your body. I know one thing I was going to talk about real quick here, Ron, and a lot of people that I've talked to in the alternative here in the last month and a half, more so than before, they're really noticing that their brains, it's almost like their minds are under control. And that might sound a little bizarre, but I've had the same feedback from quite a few people that are involved in the so-called alternative. So I don't know if there's anything to that or not, but I've had the same thing mentioned to me three or four times now. Even myself, I've noticed that.
Can you hold that for a second? My antennas are starting to rise out of my head.
I think that's a good one, Ron. What frequency are you on?
My favorite Martian frequency.
Anyways, it's a little far-fetched, but you know what? Anything is far-fetched in our world today. Really, like I said, the one thing that I don't dwell on a lot, but a lot of my thought pattern goes to the fact that, like I said, their technology, what they allow us actually to know and what they actually possess, I believe they're 20 or 30 years ahead of us. If that was the case, then just about anything is possible. Correct.
Well, you got to understand.
Just a thought.
You got to understand what this is all about, right? This is all about evolution. Is what it is. This is all evolution, and way back when they said they killed God, and they had to kill God in order to move the ecology movement forward, which is the worship of the creation, not the creator. And they changed out the priest for the scientist, made the scientist the new priest. So we're not to question the scientist, which too few people question scientists. I just spit in their general direction because they're on an evil course here. And if you look at, because these guys want to play God, right? That's their game. They want to play God. And I don't mean the scientists, they're just their players, but the boys that are at the top of this mess, they want to play God. And they wish to prove evolution is happening. Well, there is no proof of evolution. They've never been able to come up with any of it. We're almost into the land of Dr. Moreau now, or the island of Dr. Moreau, where they've messed with our food system. Our food system is not a real food system anymore. We don't eat real food because they evolved our food into something that they wanted to do. They evolved the people now. It's all about new norms, right? And so these guys are playing evolutionists. They're the gods that are evolving society and evolving man to be the creation that they want it to be, and what they want to evolve us into is just a bunch of drones, non-thinking freaking drones. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a very good job of it.
Hence the movie Zombie Apocalypse. I mean, we watch these shows called Zombie Apocalypse, and we hear about this all the time. Well, they love putting things in front of our faces before it actually brings to reality in society, and that's exactly what we're seeing, Ron. We're seeing a society that is so dumbed down and so controlled, it boggles my mind. Men can't think for themselves anymore.
Well, I find a lot of it comical, actually.
Yeah, comical but sad. Yeah.
Like I spent a long time, because we're in court a lot, I spent a long time talking to policemen who are in the courts, and usually when we show up in the courts, there's a lot of cops there, and talking them down, right? Trying to explain the difference between legal and law and that. And, when Farmer George was at the court and the judge wanted him out of there, that's the cue. To jump the guy. Well, George is in his 70s. And, I stepped in between, the cops were coming, so I just stepped in between them and put my hand up, and I said, remember what we discussed? And the cop stopped, and he says, peace officer. I went, exactly. So let's do this as peace officers, right? Not thugs, not corporate thugs, but peace officers. And he just chilled everybody else down, got George out of there, no handcuffs. The other cops wanted to handcuff George and stuff. And kept looking at this big cop and saying, He said, no cuffs, right? And so the Crown and the judge is watching this, and they've done it in several courtrooms. And Michael Schmidt had put up a video, which I hadn't seen, warning the people that the Crown had pulled in some dogs, right? Got the guys out that were actually working on our behalf. So I'm still suffering from a messed up shoulder here as I got attacked from behind. Ripped the shit out of my shoulder. But on the upside, next time I went to court, I wore a life jacket because I don't have a flak jacket. I bubble wrapped my arms and my legs. Right, just for safety's sake, right? And somebody crazy shot the video. I still haven't seen it yet, you gotta look at the humor, right? You know, people get themselves too stressed out with anger in that, right?
If that doesn't make the CBC national news, then nothing will, man. You think they'd want to put the guy on from GLAD?
Well, you know, I went into the clerk's office when Michael Schmidt was in there talking to somebody in my bubble wrap and my life jacket and pinned a thing up on the board, a public notice that when you come onto this property or into either of these courthouses, your chances of being intimidated or physically assaulted go up, right? And even the guy at the clerk's office, you know, he's reading it while he's talking to Michael, going, what the hell is this guy in bubble wrap and a life jacket putting this on the tack board for? And so I turned around, I had a lot of these notices, and I said, do you mind if I just put these on the counter so that when people come to the courthouse, they'll be aware that, you know,
their life is run in over. Danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to play the humor card once in a while, right? Button heads with these guys doesn't go anywhere, right? You can't really get into their brain because if you try to buck them, they shut down on you, right?
Yeah, they close up on you. They don't want to listen to anything that's common sense.
No,
you're pushing a button.
Yeah, and humor can open them up a little bit, right? And realize that you're not really threatening them; you're just trying to help them, right?
Yeah, they've always said humor is a universal language.
And more of these people every day are realizing that there's something desperately wrong, but then we go back to the, you know, biting the hand that feeds you. They can't bring themselves to do it. We got some work to do, but what I wanted to ask you about, two things. Have you got any fire? Did you have any fires out where you are?
No, but about 10 days ago, the smoke was so bad. Our nearest fire was down Vanderhoof. I'm up in northern British Columbia, and Vanderhoof for me is about almost 400 miles as a crow flies. It was so smoky and terraced here that you couldn't see the mountains. They're completely blocked out 3 to 4 miles away.
Really?
It was really bad. And then finally we had a system come in, and a bunch of air came in from the west and cleaned it all out. But for about 4 days, even in terrace here, it was bad. Now down south, Quesnel was evacuated, Williams Lake was evacuated. The main highway going down into the lower mainland from the northern parts of British Columbia, two of them were closed down at one point for about 4 days. There was the only way you could access northern British Columbia would be go all the way over to Alberta and drive back up and come across the top, like a couple thousand kilometers out of your way. So it was really bad here for a bit, but there's major fires. This was our worst fire year. Now, originally they said in 35, but the report I read 2 days ago with the increase in fires, they had 286 start last week or 2 weeks ago. We're our worst fire year in about 55 years now in British Columbia.
And I'm wondering, you know, because we have all these false flags, and I'm just wondering exactly how many of those fires are actually set.
What a way to distract the public, and what a way to cripple our economy, and what a good way to attack people, eh?
And what a way to push this global warming nonsense.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, another thing, you know, I don't know what your stance is on chemtrails, but the fact is that it's, to me, it's undeniable fact that they're spraying this stuff in our skies. And of course, that's going to end up in our forests. And if you're spraying stuff like perineum and strontium. I've looked into those two along. It really accelerates the rate of burn. Like last year, the one we had up in Fort McMurray, I was talking to a couple guys that were on that fire fighting it, and they said they'd never seen a fire burn that hot and move that fast. So whether it's just because we're in a real dry period or not, or if this is actually having an effect on our forest. I know that a lot of the forests around here, we're seeing trees die, Ron. Especially the cedar trees seem to be the ones that are really being affected first here. I'm driving in the forest now, and I'm seeing brown leaves on cedar trees that there's just no way it should be there. I mean, these trees are some of them 100 years old, and all of a sudden they're showing signs of being really sick. So interesting developments on the coast here.
Well, yeah, even the fire up at Fort McMurray, you know, I question that, you know, is that another hit? Because, you know, they turned down the water bombers and that, and they, you know, they held off, you know, jumping this fire the way you should have jumped it. And, yeah, like you said, it seemed to accelerate extraordinarily quickly and burn extraordinarily hot. And yeah, I mean, I gotta go get my tinfoil hat.
Okay. I've got mine on already.
Yeah. Okay.
I've
you got it on?
Mine on. Yeah. In case we get hit by, if we get hit, you know what? If we get hit by an asteroid, Ron, you know, at least I know my head's going to be protected, right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, I learned this in school when I was a child that when the nuclear bombs from Russia drop on our school, that as long as I crawl under the desk and put my hands over behind my head, that I'll be safe. And that's why I wear my tinfoil hat today, for safety reasons only. And no, the chemtrails, I mean, they can spray whatever the hell they want down. Okay, if you want to spray accelerants, you know, spray them. You want to spray nano bits, which I've seen a little bit about, but I haven't really looked into that. I don't have any proof of it. They can spray whatever the hell they want out of those planes, right?
And, so the sky's the limit.
Yeah, exactly. There, I mean, exactly.
Anything you want them to breathe, let's just throw it in the plane there, and they're used to seeing these things go over their heads. They'll think nothing of it. If all of a sudden, a whole bunch of people get sick, don't worry about it. Just the flu.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean,
just a virus. Don't worry about it.
The UN, the WHO again now yapping about the next pandemic. Who creates these pandemics? They do. So, you know, if this chicken bird flu crap ain't working out well enough for them, they can just load whatever they want in them planes. And, you know, this mysterious illness has messed everybody up.
Well, it'd be a good way to implement the old problem reaction solution, wouldn't it, Hank?
Yep.
I mean, it works so well. I mean, they've used it hundreds and hundreds of times. I mean, they know it works, so why get away from a good thing?
Well, there's a movie
and what
I
a way
saw,
to transfer.
There was a movie I saw, a silent movie I saw on YouTube, and damned if I can find that thing again. It was late 1800s, early 1900s or whatever, and they were actually spraying chemtrails, and it was like a UN organization to bring peace to the world, right? The world had all been fighting and everything, and these are like, you know, biplanes and whatnot. And then, you know, they pretty much wiped them all, you know, they wiped out all their equipment and stuff. And so these big black single wing planes start cruising around and come in, and I'm gonna have to wait that a minute. I got a call coming in here, but I don't know if I should bring that in or not. But anyways, I'd really like to, I think I'll hang off on it, but I'd really like to find that movie again, because in the end, they did. They came and they sprayed the whole area and just put everybody down, right? And they talked like UN people, and it was all about, you know, a world peace and world order. And it's a really freaking old silent movie. But because they always tell us, I got to bring they always tell us, like you said, in your zombie movies and that, right? They always tell you what they're up to. They always tell you the future plans.
Yeah, we call it entertainment.
And like, and my wife can't go to a movie anymore because we get it. And it doesn't matter what the movie is, you know, you watching people either going ooh, ah, or laughing or whatever, and we're sitting there going, we're sitting in a room full of idiots, right? They don't understand any of this stuff, you know, and you try to explain it to, oh, no, it's just entertainment. Mm. Okay, well, whenever you pull your head out of your ass, let me know, we'll talk.
Go spend about 3 hours studying subliminals and tell me it's just entertainment. And tell me you're not being hit with subliminals left, right, and center on any show, any kind of program you're watching now. The subliminals are there. You'll never see them unless you slow it down. You know what you're looking for, but they're there.
Yeah, I remember.
Why get away from
that.
A good thing, man?
Yeah, I mean they and they're very good. They have templates that they use all the time, right? And okay. I'll have to give George a call back later. Sorry about that dead time.
That's okay. It's all good.
Well, we were just, George was, this is Farmer George. He was, he's an organic farmer who gets it and has been run over a bunch. He was charged with Michael and him, but over that last raid at the farm. But, I'll call him back after the show. But George was actually talking about this attorney of record he was going to try to use. And I looked it up and I said, well, you got to be a bar lawyer to be an attorney of record. So I got rooting around and I found this attorney in fact, which you don't have to be a lawyer. And so, you know, if I'm saying, well, you know, hey, Barry, will you look after my whatever? And I'll give you the authority to sign on my behalf. So it's kind of like a, you know, power of attorney. Mm-hmm. And so I got thinking about it. I think this is what George wants to talk about. I got thinking about it, and I said, wait a minute. This is really good stuff. Because if you look at attorney in fact, it says a surrogate or a proxy and a few other things. Oh, George, do you want to meet George?
Yeah, bring him in.
Okay.
I'd love to chat with him.
Okay. George? Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm doing a show right now, but I have a guest on here, Barry Prince from Terrace, BC. So you're in the show now. So what's up?
Well, I just wanted to say that we've been making Crime Stopper calls here for the last roughly month. Stolen stuff over on Highway 6 there by Dornock. And these cops phone Crime Stoppers. I taped them here tonight. And it's urgent, okay? So they say, you figured they'd be right out. They're not. They phone the guy the next morning to find out if they could drop out to see him by noon. And, of course, by that time, the thing's hidden. And there's been multiple calls, and they're doing nothing. And you wouldn't believe this. Apparently, it's a private contractor that takes these calls, and they put it on the web, and the cops go to sleep. But this is another West Gray performance. I'm always thinking they're acting like they're in on the deal.
Hmm. Quite possible.
This is cool. How are you doing?
We would like
to meet you, farmer.
Hi there. We would like to, I'm prepared to go pick the thing up. The guy's needing some meth and a few other things, and he's got about an $8,000 machine there that he's down to, he was starting out around $5 or $6, and now he's down at $50 to get it out of here, and we'll square up the rest of it in the morning. And so we phoned the cops, and we wanted to do that. They said, like they made a joke out of it. I'm not joking. Like, it's not a cop. It was Crime Stoppers, who was a I asked where the call center was. It started in Canada, now Ontario and Northern Ontario, and just a private security company and all this bullshit. Nobody cares anymore.
Well, no, they don't.
Like right? This theft, you see, I guess it's all the Queen's property, and so we don't give a damn. I don't know. It's just bizarre beyond belief. This opiate epidemic or phenol or whatever, the phenol or meth and so on, across the country, continent. Anyway, I'll shut up.
Well, they brought all that in there on purpose.
I'm looking for some reporter here to come with us and cover this shit and get some exposure. The country's coming apart at the crotch.
Well, yeah.
And people are just in denial and covering it up. It's crazy.
Well, it is, you know, but the cops, you know, they're not like all that stuff's covered anyways, right? They're not really, and they're really interested in is easy stuff.
Listen, these are the pricks that were at Schmitz there.
Yeah.
And you know what happened there, and supposedly got rid of two bad cops, and now then things are no different. They're as bad or worse.
Well, like when I was talking to Carl up around Algonquin Park, and he's on the council there now, he was saying the same thing, that even the older cops are the guys that understood what being a peace officer was about, they're actually being run out, and they're bringing in these young steroided thugs, right?
Well, this is monopoly capitalism at its finest. If this was any kind of competitive enterprise, you'd make another phone call immediately and get it resolved by somebody that's a little keener. But you have no other alternative.
Well, you hit something really good there, because like when I was building houses and that, you know, if it took me a while to get my subtrades together, but you know, if you told me if I need you there on Tuesday, and you tell me you're going to be there on Tuesday, then I go down there and you ain't there, I'm on the horn to another electrician or plumber. And sometimes they say, well, didn't you give that job to so-and-so? Yeah, but he ain't here. So you want it, you got it. And they'd say, yeah, we'll take it, because there's competition, right?
That used to work, but I think this meth and this opiate problem has kind of weaned out the supply of decent help anymore. Because it's crucial. Basically, these people are, I'm dealing with a guy in a rental situation, and he's on this ODPS or whatever it is, $1,200 a month and baby bonus. The kid doesn't even live with him. I think he's a druggie. He can make $23 an hour flat off the top net painting. And the stupid bugger, because he's subsidized by government, they're basically, they are paid revolutionaries in disguise that are pulling this country apart, because he's 2 months behind in rent. And I was told, given the big line of how a great worker he is, but the trouble is he doesn't work. He might be good when he's there, but he's not there.
Well, I was talking to a young guy yesterday, 28, and he was. We were talking about the problem. You know, where are you going to get somebody that actually wants to do some work, which is a huge problem now. And he said, you know, 25 and under, nobody wants to do jack. They feel privileged.
I'm looking for somebody that wants to do a little bit of street justice. And point out that the present system isn't working, which is obvious to everybody, but they're not talking about it. Get a reporter like the Rebel to cover this.
Not the Rebel, not the YouTube.
We're going to pick this thing up and take it to a cop shop someplace.
Well, the cops don't care.
Not the ones in Durham. Take it to some other police station and say, we want an investigation on this, because we got the tip. There's been numerous tip calls in on this. They went out. They've given the guys notice. There is something beyond ridiculous. Like the biggest street gangs in America, I've said that there are the cops for quite a few years now, and it's far worse than I ever realized.
Well, it grew when people weren't looking, right? People weren't paying attention, and they grew all this stuff in the background, and then they spring it on everybody all at once.
I hope you realize we're not going to even be able to have a society that functions shortly here. It's going to be this immigrant thing We're not going to have any control. The cops are working for the enemies. You're thieves. You're immigrants. Sure, we got Muslims in charge in Ontario and Ottawa. They are revolutionaries themselves, spearheading this shit and bankrupting the country, financing these little wee revolutionaries running around. They don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Well, yeah, they're just having fun. But I mean, you think about how ridiculous it is. I mean, the Minister of Immigration in Canada is a Muslim, and the Attorney General of Ontario is a Muslim, and the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario was mentored by Maura Strong and the Rockefellers, and she was the head of UNEP before she became the Attorney General, but the Lieutenant Governor.
No global connections there.
Are we going to do anything as a community or society to protect ourselves from this total upset of society or not?
Going to take a mass rising of the people, and I don't know if that's able to happen in Canada. I really don't know if that can happen. That's what it's going to take.
I'm of a different mindset.
Society, it won't.
Well, I'm not trying to be negative.
I believe that this particular country is the country that not only has the capacity, but is going to rise up. And I think one of the reasons is that we have such a small population here. We just got to get the blood of our forefathers that's running in each of our veins. We got to get it juiced up again like they were. We have the power to do this.
Okay.
They're going to take us down, but they're doing the same thing they did in Russia, only they're doing it slower, right? There's the same thing in Russia. Everything, and we weren't really any different than Russia. I mean, we're a socialist country. Right now, we're in the process of selling everything that our forefathers and everybody after is built, is being all sold off to the international corporations. Same thing they did in Russia. So you have the politicians, ex-politicians, working as spokespeople or lobbyists for the corporations, and they're all filling their pockets as they bankrupt us. And you don't have a government. We don't have government now. We have corporation, and everything will be owned and operated and run by the corporations. Just the same thing as our water upgrades and that. They're upgrading, these little communities are just being forced to spend fortunes to upgrade their water system. There's nothing wrong with a damn water system, but being forced to upgrade it and put on the public tab, and then it will be sold off to the corporations for pennies on the dollar.
Do you ever hear how you fix these problems?
How you fix the problem?
Yeah, like it's the same thing as how you eat the elephant.
I never ate an elephant.
What's that?
One piece at a time.
One bite at a time.
And exactly.
We've got a little problem here that, if it was handled properly, could expose an awful lot of good information in our community about how this system is totally dysfunctional. These cops are bankrupting our municipalities with these contracts that they are all they're doing is plundering us out there with more penalties and fines. They're after property owners big time.
These taxes
are going to take us down.
In Edmonton and Calgary, they're turning the cities into what they call city states, which opens them up to the corporations because they need funding.
Okay.
And that's part of the sell-off. And then one of the things that that I discovered, I can't remember if it was in 2015 or 2011, was a UN document called PAPER, which is about retrofitting houses to be more water and energy efficient. And that is what they'll be doing in Edmonton. And it's all about running you out of your house, because the municipalities say, well, you have to upgrade your home to save us from climate change. And we got to use less resources because we're using a planet and a half a year. And the plan is that the municipality says they'll foot the bill which goes into another. Well, it goes back. It goes on your tax bill.
Okay, I like
that. But they sell that, and it goes out to the bankers, to the derivative market. So now the bankers got your house, and the municipalities, towns and cities, are being fed money from the banks and derivatives markets through the back door because the municipalities are companies.
Okay, Ron, you were saying at one time that the problem we have to fix is in our own community. And all these other problems are very valid and all the rest of it. But if we don't fix things at home, you know, that's we're not going to be much good out there either.
The only
I know how this situation that we were up against was handled back when we were being ripped off in the high interest rates.
Right.
You would simply phone up a news reporter and so on when you end up, I don't know if you recall about a few cattle and a few pigs and how possession's 9/10 of the law. And right. We basically put the bankers in their place locally.
Right.
Okay. So I'm saying right now I need a reporter because going out there and doing this and not giving exposure to what's gone on for the last month and how easy this is to fix by ourselves is ridiculous. So
well,
you know of a rebel, you know of a rebel reporter in Ontario, or
I would, I what do you mean by a rebel reporter? Not that
I'm talking about this guy in the West has these reporters all over the place.
This guy just got he ain't got shit now. He just got crashed.
Okay, so the bottom line is
everybody bailed. So he's a player. Why would you want to hire a player? He is not a part of the solution. He's a part of the problem. Ezra Levant, absolutely a player.
Anybody that doesn't want to expose what's going on here with regards to the theft, the total destruction that's going on in our communities by law enforcement. And I mean, it's destruction no matter what the hell you're looking at. They're dismantling families, the whole bit. These cops are not what they were 30 years ago at all. They're the opposite. And the bottom line is, if people are going to live with these goddamn cops not doing a functional job that they're charging us millions to do, then it's time to get the hell out of here. And nobody's going to fix anything if you can't fix a little shitty problem like this.
Herein lies the problem, okay? And I don't say it once in a while, I say constantly.
Well, then
the only place that anybody has any power is where their feet is, right? Wherever your feet are, that's where your power base is. And we have to build our power bases where we live.
Okay.
You know, what we're doing right now is shotgunning. Okay. You got all these people on the internet bitching about this, bitching about that, bitching about this. There's no solutions coming forward from anywhere. And it really irritates the hell out of me. There is a very simple solution.
You don't see that I'm suggesting a solution to this goddamn problem that's been hanging fire for a month. You don't see
this idea of going down and getting this machine and
making a deal on it and taking to the cops and asking them why they weren't able to crack this problem when they had it handed to them?
No, that's all fine and good, George. That's fine and good.
Well, if what's going to happen if you don't?
No, but what that is, okay, is that's just being reactionary, okay? That really doesn't solve
it. What is reactionary about it?
Well, it's one little thing jumps somebody's craw, and they go apeshit over it, but solving that particular little problem doesn't address the larger problem.
Well, I'll tell you, that little problem is rampant right across Ontario. There's more ATVs on the goddamn market
than
you can shake a stick at.
All right, but every single council in this country, from the smallest town to the biggest city, every single one on those councils are implementing the UN globalist agendas into our municipalities. And part of that implementation is the police forces of which you're describing.
I understand all this. So are you going to sit back and let them continue? or are you going to take over the job?
But this is what I'm saying. And people, I don't know why they can't get it through their thick freaking skulls. Where's the power base? The power base is sitting at your local council. That's the power base. They're the ones that hire the police.
We got a bunch.
Now, listen to me. They're the ones that hire the police. They're the ones that implement the agendas. But you think you can get anybody in this country to stand up and run either for the school board or for local council? Do you think everybody's out there bitching and complaining, looking for solutions, when the solution's sitting right in front of their freaking face? It costs like $100 to run for a local council.
You tell me one local council that has turned anything around.
That's because there's no good people in. The councils are vetted. The people who run for council are already pre-vetted.
And the bottom line is, they're not doing the job. You need to
George, they're doing the job because they're implementing the agendas, i.e., I mean, when a constable is getting paid $100,000 a year with an IQ of about 75, we got us a problem. Well, why are all the local town police disappeared for the most part? West Gray and Hanover are still there, but for the most part, all of the local police forces have been gone, and we have OPP running everything.
It's called When the World Will Be as One. And
exactly. So
if we know this, I'm telling you, this is one opportunity to stop it. And you're not even going to get off your duff and do anything about it?
You're not getting there, George.
Okay,
that
I'm
ain't
going to
stop.
Hey.
We can go and do the report. We can go and get the equipment. We can go and take it to the police. I'm game for that. Let's go do it.
Okay,
it'll be fun.
Let's make sure we cover it properly so that the people will realize who they've elected into office before everybody that's doing the voting is on the pot. This
well,
is democracy.
Yeah, okay,
this,
okay.
We're in the throes of why democracy is the worst form of government ever invented, because these people that are on the government take, that are on, and I mean, I guarantee it's over half the vote. These bastards are the ones that are buying or that are voting themselves to totally wreck the country, and it's happening. These cops in Walkerton are embarrassed, and it's not hard to embarrass them. But this son of a bitch thinking that he's the eye in the pyramid and he's Lucifer, thinking he's cool? Like, this is...
Well,
this
you
is
know, there's
beyond,
the other there's the other option you can use, which is what... the ladies out in Calgary did in order to get the fluoride. And you can use the same thing. It's very inexpensive and it's very effective. And it's all about holding feet to the fire. And they went to the council and they asked them to take the fluoride out. And they showed them all the literature and everything. And they were just patronized. That's what happens when you go to a council meeting, unless you're implementing one of their agendas. But otherwise, you're just patronized and nothing was happening. So these ladies, and they're kicking 70 years old. That's why I say it's, I don't give a shit what age you are. If you're breathing, you got a duty. But what they did was they went out and they started taking the printing off pictures of the counselors, posting their home phone numbers and telling them that their council, these council members are killing your children, and to phone them at home. Because, you see, when you just go to the council meeting, it's closeted still, because very few people go to a council meeting, so it's closeted. And it dawned on them that we're not getting anywhere here because we're not really holding their feet to the fire. So they took it to the public sphere and plastered all over all the bus stops and everywhere else they could. And pretty damn quick, the fluoride was taken out of the water in Calgary. So, and it was two older women who spearheaded this thing. So can we take it back? Of course we can take it back, right? But the people seem to be happy to just spend their time bitching and complaining. That seems to be the norm, and that is the child state, okay? That's what children do. Men and women don't do that shit. Let's go get it done, okay? And if you're going to get it done, they're coming at us from multiple angles. They're coming at us from everywhere, and we have to go back at them from everywhere. So if you have the capacity to run for council, run for council. If you have the capacity to go and hold their feet to the fire by pasting their faces on bus stops, get it done. But if we don't get going, we're going to get run over.
That's what I'm saying, and right. I'm saying that I can't do the video media contact.
Well, I can. I can.
That you can. That's right. And that's why I phoned you. And if you can't do it, you maybe know somebody in the area that could, because in the high interest,
I had
to do was phone up Drew Ferguson. And then that was before the UN took over the media.
Right.
So the bottom line happens to be, I'm just looking for another trooper here that can do the media coverage.
Wait. Just send me a plane ticket.
Okay.
Send me a plane ticket. I'm in for an adventure right now. Seriously, I'd love to get involved in something like this.
I'd love
to get in their faces.
Yeah, well, I could
be
no
the BC
problem.
Voice.
I have no problem, George. I like messing with the police.
Well, then I thought maybe that's what we could do.
Well,
we can set this up for the morning.
But that's we can do that. But that's just a little.
It's
equal to a nanoparticle.
That is fine. That's where things can maybe start.
Well, yeah, and this is the whole thing. I was messing them so bad up at council, they sent a whole bunch of police here to try to get me banned from going to council meetings or that.
Bottom line is
just because I was holding their feet to the fire and they didn't enjoy it.
The bottom line is they shut you down. Nobody knows about it except Ron and a few people on your page.
But the thing is that we have got to start building cores of people. Okay. Now there's a lady. What's her name?
Okay. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well,
what I want to know: are you going to be? Can you and Paul maybe come over and we can do this?
Well, we're going to the courthouse tomorrow. You're going to the courthouse, right?
That's right. We need to deal with this in the morning.
I'll bring a camera, and then we'll go.
A video camera?
Yeah. And then we'll go from there, right?
Yeah, put it up on YouTube.
Well, I've got to kind of set this thing up.
I don't think we're going to be that long in court tomorrow.
We need to make this deal. Well, this 400-page thing isn't going to get done tomorrow?
No, he's just gonna hand it to the judge and say, here, read it.
All right.
Right? And I don't
do you want me to talk to Paul or are you gonna talk to him?
No, I gotta talk to him after the show.
Well, then we'll talk to him, and the idea is we wanna book out some time around between court and lunchtime or something to get this deal done. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out politically the best detachment to drop this thing off to.
But you're not West Gray.
I don't think so. Those bastards have not done the job.
Well, no, I was at their police board hearing and we had them so screwed up in there. It was ridiculous.
Well,
I didn't think I was going to get out of there with my skin on my back.
Anyway, we need to figure out which detachment politically would be the best one. We could maybe take it to Walkerton. I don't know.
Well, I would.
They kind of work with West.
What about the Hanover? They're a town police.
That's Durham. That's West Gray. Hanover's West Gray.
Okay.
So anyway, well, you get talking to me. You carry on with your show there, and I'll get lost, and we'll talk to you later and see what we can arrange.
All right.
And if we can get a few people, we need to have a few people around to say that.
Well, when I get a hold,
the cops aren't doing their job. Like when we take this in there, we want people to realize that the cops are not, and Crime Stopper is not doing the job. Period.
Well, no, it's just a facade.
Well, it's a facade that's bankrupting us and tearing things apart. You can't even function anymore in a business.
You're going to
Okay.
Before your guest steps away, could I ask him just to, because I'm not up on exactly what's going on in this situation. Could you explain to me real quick, Farmer, exactly what this is all about just before you leave so I can kind of understand what's going on here?
okay, it's kind of a bigger problem that society and people at large, I think, basically aren't aware of. There's an awful lot of theft going on throughout Ontario here. Anything and everything, small items. ATVs are a real hot ticket. And they just cut the pipe out and put in new another serial number and paint it up and make it look. And I mean, we're talking new machines, big machines. And if the guy that buys it, so maybe some of these guys might buy it unwittingly, I'll put it that way, at $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. And then the cops pick them up and charge them. So it's it's quite bizarre, and they're not doing the 9/11 calls that they should. Most of these 9/11 calls are made by people that are just trying to cause grief, and so the cops they got pretty lackadaisical about even doing them, and that's what's going on here. Anyway, we need to encourage people to do what's right. And we need to understand, do you remember, one of my slogans is, do you remember what it takes to be free? And when I tell you, you will remember, but I'm pretty sure you will. But most people have forgotten, and it's all part of the dumbing down that's going on. Have you ever heard what happens when you shall know the truth, that the truth will set you free?
The truth will always set you free.
Yeah, well, you see, we're into lies up to our necks, and to the point we just need to get back to that simple reality and get the truth in on what is going on here with this theft.
Yeah, I changed that a little bit. I changed it to once you see, you cannot not see, and once you know, you cannot not know, and then at that point, you can no longer be deceived.
But unfortunately, everybody's fallen into denial.
Well, yeah, but
So what's going on here is, you know, our society is being torn apart by theft, is being torn apart by the fact that we don't have this multicultural society. You can't get a jury of peers anymore because they're not people that think the way you do.
No. Okay. We're down about the last minute here. So,
shut up. But the bottom,
help. It's all good.
It's all good. I'll give you a shout, George, after I get a hold of Paul. We'll get something sorted out.
Okay, well, we want to see what could be done for the morning.
Okay, I got to say goodbye to Barry.
Sorry.
We didn't get to chat that much, but, you know.
Like, do you have these kind of problems out in BC?
Not as much as I'm aware of as what I'm hearing about in Ontario.
Well, I think we need to raise our awareness because there's a lot of stuff going on. You had fires in the north out there, and we've had rain to no end down here. This whole weather thing is not normal.
Very messed up.
I'm sure you're familiar with Kissinger and weaponizing of food.
Of course.
Yeah.
So all that stuff is in play, and you can see it on all fronts. And we just like to try and cut down on this, the evil things that are going on by our, and fomented by our secret societies.
Okay, we're going to hit music like about right now. So thank you, George. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you, Barry.
Thanks, Ron.
And I would love to go back out to BC. I miss the place. I miss the mountains. I miss the scenery.
It's the time to go picking mushrooms, Ron. So come on out. We'll go pick mushrooms for a couple.
That's when I used to. Every year, I lost my sales crew at this time.
Yeah.
Where you guys going?
Adios.
Truman. All right. Take care. Thanks a lot, Barry. Thanks for listening to the chat. And bye.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower class of social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water. Sick from air. Making money. They don't care. Caesarship. Force of air. Fuck them back. It's only for the war. They shoot. They kill. They mass on cocaine. They burn.